Twins outfielder Byron Buxton was on his game Friday against the White Sox as he would back up Phil Hughes in the right-hander's first outing since last June.
Buxton racing back. Byron still going. Warning track wall, circling and catching up against the wall. Hit the base of the wall, lost his cap, and number 25 does it again.
Center, and Buxton goes back on this one.
And he makes another catch on the warning track. Nearly a carbon copy of his catch for the first out in the inning.
Moving to right, Kepler to the corner.
And a diving catch by Kepler.
No raindrop there.
Wow, what a catch by Max Kepler in the right field corner to end the inning.
Driven to right center field toward the gap. Grossman rounds second. The ball will go to the wall. Grossman to third. He's being waved around. And Sano, with an RBI double, puts the Twins in front.
3-1 Twins, bottom nine. Two down. Ground ball weakly right side. This should do it. Dozier's got it. He gloves. He throws. Ball game over. Twins beat the White Sox. And for the first time since 1987, the Minnesota Twins begin the season 4-0 on the heels of a 3-1 win here in Chicago.
Brandon Kinstler escapes the jam and the Twins hang on for the victory. Phil Hughes gets the W in his first outing of the year, and Derek Holland is the losing pitcher in his White Sox debut. The Twins are getting excellent pitching and defense in the early part of the season, and Paul Molitor is quite pleased with his 4-0 club.
Well, it was good to see. You know, the first inning they came out and they barreled up a lot of baseballs. And, you know, a lot of things happened in that game, but we might have won it with defense in the first inning, particularly our center fielder. First play of the game, and then with two outs making that catch the way he did. It's hard to imagine they almost outran a ball that got to the wall very quickly. But, in terms of Phil getting through that inning with only one run, they got a double there in the second inning, but then he kind of settled in on the base hit, I think, in the five hole. As advertised, the changeup was a good weapon for him. And I think he got some outs and even maybe a strikeout or two on that pitch. And it was nice to see him hang in there and get through six innings for us.
And then Kinstler, Jimenez said he was helping him settle and just focus
He does okay out there. I think like anybody, the ninth inning is the ninth inning. It's tough. And, he made some tremendous pitches to get the first couple of outs. The pitch to Frazier and then the front door two-seamer. But then he kind of lost his feel a little bit. He said he had a little trouble with the tackiness on the ball. But, we were fortunate. We got May up there, and he got a first-pitch grounder and a good sinker to get us off the field.
Phil Hughes shakes off the early jitters and line drives from the White Sox to get his first win since last April. He goes six and allows one run.
Just testing Buxton? Is that the idea there?
Yeah, I can say that. Yeah, it was a game-saver there in the first. A couple incredible catches to make that inning not as bad as it could have been. So that was probably the turning point there. And, fortunately, it was able to kind of settle in and make some better pitches after the first.
How did you settle in? What did you do?
Just hit my spots a little bit better. I felt like I left some pitches over the plate a little bit too much in the first inning and was able to incorporate some changeups and curveballs and decent cutter there towards the end of the game. And it seemed like things got a little bit easier as I went along instead of more difficult, which sometimes can happen. But I was fighting myself a little bit in the first inning, hoping to establish my fastball. And, after that, I just kind of said, I'm going to, rely on my off speed and make them beat me that way. And, fortunately, I was able to make some decent pitches.
This has to feel good after last season.
Yeah, for sure. Especially the start we've gotten off to the last few years. To be 4-0 is a big step in the right direction. For me personally, I feel like last year was tough, both physically and mentally, to get through that. And so I'm happy to start this year off on a good note.
Is there anything among the team just to be conscious of getting off to a good start? Did you guys talk about it?
It doesn't really need to be said. It's obviously one of those things where, you get off to an 0-9 start, that can really bury you. I don't think it really needs to be talked about or discussed. It was just a matter of coming out and being ready to start the season. And I think we, kind of have accepted that challenge. And just as a group, we know that we're capable of a lot more and just going out and proving it. And, so far, so good.
Minnesota's budding outfield star Byron Buxton went 0-for-4 at the plate, but he set the tone for this ball game in the very first inning with two excellent grabs.
You got to land somewhere, I guess.
Yeah, you do. I prefer to land on something padded now.
You were kind of falling. Was that intentional to get the ball, or is that
more so for me to get a better read on the ball? Once I took off, I put my head down and kind of lost the ball. When I put my head down and when I looked back up for me to see the ball, I saw it out of my peripheral. So I like picked the spot out in the sky and saw the white dot and just happened to make a good play on it.
Did she say anything to you?
Nah, just good play. You know, that's what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to go out there and catch the ball and, you know, get us back in the dugout.
Guys, on either side of you had some nice plays too tonight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's tough. It's tough playing out there. You know, the competitiveness we got out there and the wanna make those type of plays, you know, that's what we all want to do out there. So we just got to stay aggressive and keep going out there.
How good do you think this outfield defense can be with you and Rosario and Kepler?
I mean, the sky's the limit. Like the play Rosie made over the wall and the dive and catch kept, man. I mean, not many outfielders, you know, can do that all over the outfield. So, I mean, I'm very blessed to have them two by my side and to go out there every game with them, you know, that makes me a lot more comfortable out there.
Must make it a lot easier as you try to get the back going too.
It does. My teammates definitely been behind me. I know, timing and timing is all struggling a little bit, but teammates behind me. So I mean, they got my back. I got their back, and we gotta keep going after it.